Well, Helen, a lot of traveling over the past few days, but you finally reached your destination safe and sound, we trust.
Hi, Lishay. It's good to hear from you. Yes, I have made it to Mayanabun, about 4 flights and a bumpy 4-hour car ride. We made it here Sunday afternoon, and I am about, I would say, 65 miles south of the border with North Sudan. And I'm here with Sebastian Marone. And I'm here to report on a project in Mayanabun that was made possible really by Rochester residents. And that's the Ajong Primary School here in Mayanabun. It's one of the few school buildings in this town. So this is really an opportunity to give Rochesterians a first look at the project and a chance for them to meet the kids and the families whose lives they touched by their generosity.
Helen, tell us a little bit more about this community forum that you were invited to.
It was really, it's just a spontaneous thing we got here. We went to the forum and it turned out it was really an education-based forum, and leaders in the village here were there. I would say probably about 75 to 100 people were in attendance. And they were talking about the importance right now of making sure that parents get their kids to school. Just to explain a bit, the South separated from the North in 2011, and the president of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, and the new government have made education a priority here. So by the year 2020, it will be mandatory for all kids, and that includes girls. Historically and culturally, girls were expected to stay home and help around the family compound, but since the South has become a new nation, that's really changed. And again, there's a major focus right now on making sure that young women are in school and getting an education.
For a moment, could you be our eyes and describe what it's like there?
It's definitely different. I mean, kind of the bare bones here. There's not electricity, and it's a beautiful sight to see. It's something I have never before witnessed with my own eyes, given the culture from the West. But cattle and goats, right in front of your face, walking right by the school site. Kids, I mean, the best thing was today when I went to the school this morning, I got a chance to meet some kids and to see the building for the very first time. And they're fascinating. I think their favorite thing right now would be pictures. They love the video camera. We have a videographer here with us, and they love just taking pictures and taking a look at them. But definitely incredibly welcoming the people here. And when they know what I'm here for, they say, thank you. Tell the people from the West, tell the people from America, thank you for what they're doing here when it comes to education. Let them know that they are making a difference.
And just to clarify, you've been granted all access to document your experience at the school, right?
Absolutely. So we have a videographer with us right now, and that's the major way that everything is being documented. I'll be interviewing the governor of state, only female governor in South Sudan, the first and only right now. I'll get a chance to interview her. I'll also talk to the Minister of Education. I'll do an interview there. And there's a young woman that I will be interviewing and meeting with, and she'll serve as the voice for all the students. And so documenting my time with her, with our videographer. So everything will be available for Need to Know Rochester.
Travel safe, enjoy your experience in South Sudan, and don't forget to mix a little fun in there with all your hard work.
I will definitely take your advice and I'll mix it in with all of the work.